AEW and WWE go head-to-head. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, October 15th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com. WWE's main roster goes head-to-head against an AEW broadcast for the first time on Friday night. A special supersized SmackDown will air from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1, not Fox, due to baseball coverage. The final 30 minutes of SmackDown will air commercial-free opposite a live episode of AEW Rampage on TNT. AEW will also run a live buy-in pre-show on its YouTube channel starting at 9 p.m. Eastern.
AEW.
AEW added a new match to that buy-in broadcast on Thursday, Ty Conti versus Santana Garrett. Already announced, just Bryan Danielson versus New Japan's Minoru Suzuki, and also Bobby Fish versus Lee Moriarty. Rampage goes live on TNT at 10 p.m. Eastern. The Inner Circle's Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, and TNT champion Sammy Guevara take on Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, and former UFC heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos, plus CM Punk versus Matt Sydal, and Ruby Soho versus The Bunny. This week's episode of Dynamite is on TNT on Saturday night. The Lucha Brothers defend their AAA tag team titles against a, quote, masked tag team known only to be close friends of Andrade El Idolo, end quote. Also announced, Bryan Danielson versus Bobby Fish, Malakai Black versus Dante Martin, plus the bracket for the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament will be announced. The tournament final will happen at Full Gear.
WWE.
Getting back to Friday night and that supersized SmackDown on FS1, WWE is promoting the return of Brock Lesnar. SmackDown Women's Champ Becky Lynch has a non-title match against Sasha Banks. There will be two tournament semifinals, Finn Balor versus Sami Zayn in The King of the Ring and Zelina Vega versus Carmella in The Queen's Crown. Plus, Sonya Deville is set to wrestle her first match in over a year as she faces Naomi. Deville's last match was at last year's SummerSlam. On Thursday's NXT UK, Ilya Dragunov beat A-Kid to retain his UK championship. Also, Blair Davenport pinned Stevie Turner with a Falcon Arrow, and Shaw Samuels beat Flash Morgan Webster.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
A funny thing happened on the way to a G1 Climax clash between an undefeated Kazuchika Okada and an undefeated Jeff Cobb. Okada lost. He was pinned by Tama Tonga in Thursday's main event. Tonga put away Okada with a gun stun, followed by a double underhook pile driver. Cobb did his part. He stayed undefeated by pinning Evil with the Tour of the Islands. Still, next Wednesday's match between Cobb and Okada will decide the winner of the B block. The G1 resumes on Monday with matches from the A block. Saturday's New Japan Strong has Will Ospreay versus Carl Fredericks, Ryusuke Taguchi and Rocky Romero versus the West Coast Wrecking Crew, and TJP, Clark Connors, Leo Rush, and Juice Robinson versus Bullet Club's Taiji Ishimori, El Phantasmo, Chris Bay, and Hikaleo. Back in Japan, All Japan is running its Champions Night 2 show on Saturday, with Jake Lee defending the Triple Crown Heavyweight Championship against Kento Miyahara.
Impact Wrestling.
El Phantasmo is going to Bound for Glory to compete for the X Division Championship. He pinned Rohit Raju with the CR2 to win a three-way over Raju and Willie Mack on Thursday's Impact Wrestling. ELP advances to a three-way against Steve Macklin and Trey Miguel at Bound for Glory for the vacant X Division title. W. Morrissey will be the 20th and final entrant in the Call Your Shot Gauntlet match at Bound for Glory. He earned that spot by winning a Battle Royal on Thursday's Impact. Chris Sabin was the last person eliminated, so he will be the first entrant in the Call Your Shot Gauntlet. Earlier in the show, Sabin pinned Chris Bay with the Cradle Shock. Heath agreed to a match at Bound for Glory where he and Rhino would face Violent by Design, but if Rhino doesn't show up, Heath will have to go it alone. Savannah Evans beat Lady Frost. Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo then picked Evans to face Mickey James on next week's Impact. Also on next week's show, Finjuice will face Bullet Club, The winner there will get a shot at the Good Brothers Impact Tag titles at Bound for Glory. Minoru Suzuki's tour of American Wrestling Promotions will make a stop in Impact. That announcement was made during Thursday's show. And finally, GCW announced it is launching a California-based promotion called LA Fights. Its first show will be held on Sunday, November 28th. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, October 15th. Be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. Swingers Palace, you will be missed. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.